Simon Rivard, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you.
Well, everybody's favorite youth orchestra, the TSYO, turns 50 this season. It's a huge milestone. What are you looking forward to?
Well, first of all, the TSYO is turning 50, but nobody in that orchestra is 50. it's a very incredible orchestra this year after we did the auditions, because it's an orchestra that's re-auditioned every year. Nobody has like a fixed spot. That's why I'm looking forward to is that every single member of that orchestra is so talented and so devoted to music making. We have a lot of incredible repertoire coming up this season. This next concert, we have Tchaikovsky, we have Stravinsky. We have a very eclectic program called Britannia in February, including some pieces by James Macmillan, Hannah Kendall, and of course, Elgar and Holst and famous British composers. And we finished the year with Mahler 1. Also with the festive overture by Shostakovich, which was played at the very first concert of the TSYO 50 years ago.
Oh, that's amazing. I understand this is your last year as TSYO conductor.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's my second year, but no, it's my sixth year, which is crazy. Usually TSYO conductors don't stay as long. There were some exceptions, but since the TSO has started the resident conductor program, usually the resident conductor of the TSO is also the youth orchestra conductor. And that contract is between 2 and 3 years. But because of COVID, I was fortunate enough to be able to stay for an additional 3 years. So yeah, I'm really, really, really looking forward to that.
For a conductor, this is a very particular circumstance, right? Because you're not conducting professionals, but it's not the same as conducting an amateur orchestra. What is really the dynamic, or how would you characterize the dynamic of conducting the TSYO?
Well, first of all, some of them are professional. Like, they're not paid to be in the TSYO, but some of them are on the sublist of the TSO. The main difference, apart from experience, would be the experience of rhythm. Youth orchestras have a lot of energy, and usually my role as a conductor of youth orchestra is to control things and make sure that we don't rush and we don't push ahead and we don't play things at incredible speed. With professional orchestras, it's usually the opposite. They really want to be together. They want to, you know, play every single note. The role of the orchestra conductor is to energize and push forward and make sure that we have momentum. So it's really two completely different beasts.
That's a very interesting contrast or juxtaposition. I never thought about it in those terms, but that makes perfect sense with, you know, all those excited young musicians really capable and tackling pieces for the first time, that there is a kind of energy that you have to harness and hone.
Yeah. And also, like, for professionals, they know that when they get excited, they have to control it, because that's part of the training to become a professional musician. And that's what I try to instill the TSYO to teach them.
What's your advice for the next conductor?
It takes 2 years to really become acquainted with the organization and the how to run a youth orchestra. At first, you really think that you know what you're doing, but basically you're just getting to know the ensemble, getting to know what it is to conduct youth, how it is to conduct when they have like stressful exams. You know, they show up, but they spent the night studying and or how it is to keep them interested, even if it's the seventh rehearsal on the same piece. So those are things that you learn by doing. So it's a lot of trial and error, but it takes a lot of patience.
What do you think you will have taken from the experience of this particular orchestra as you move forward with your career?
It was a wonderful training ground and playing ground for me, because for the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the stakes are very high. So whenever you want to try something new, it has to go through the channels. It has to be approved. With the youth orchestra, I'm able to have ideas and try ideas a bit quicker. So I was able to make many trials of ideas that I had in the past and see if they would work or would not work in the professional world without having to convince everyone. So I have a bank, a list of ideas that I know will work with other ensembles that I was able to try with the Youth Symphony. But also, like, the passion of those young artists will stay with me forever.
What's one of your fondest memories during your tenure with the TSYO?
It's very hard to pinpoint one memory because, of course, you know, the first concert I did with them is a wonderful memory. The last concert I will have conducted will probably be an amazing memory. But I have to say that the first concert I conducted at Roy Thomson Hall with the youth orchestra, which was Shostakovich 10th Symphony, is something very, very, very special because it's a score that's so close to my heart. And I was able to share that with them and make them fall in love with this music that is sometimes a little bit hard to grasp, but it's so gorgeous. It's so expressive. It's so dark, but they went with me. They went with the flow. I did some presentations for them to really convince them how, you know, great a piece it was. And the young artists who were part of that concert still to this day remind me how great that concert was. And they say, oh, do you remember we did Shostakovich 10? And you see their eyes light up. Yeah, this is one of my favorite memories.
The program coming up, as you mentioned, features Stravinsky's Firebird and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. For the Tchaikovsky 4, what was your inspiration behind choosing this piece?
When you choose repertoire for youth orchestras, it's a little bit different than choosing repertoire for a professional orchestra, because whereas at the TSO, you want to perform certain pieces a certain number of time within a cycle of, say, 10 or 20 years, you program music for the audience and not really for the orchestra, although you can do that as well. For a youth orchestra, you always have to think, is the piece involving all the musicians? Does it include all the brass, some percussion? And so that's why we do a lot of big repertoire like Tchaikovsky, like Shostakovich, because they necessitate and they employ, so to speak, all the members of the orchestra. And also they're very educational for the young artists. The fourth is rhythmically extremely challenging. It's very difficult. It's technically hard. The fourth movement especially goes very fast, but it's such a good learning experience for them. And also it's the type of piece that my violin teacher said that it pays, you know, it pays off compared to other pieces that are a little bit more, I want to say ungrateful, is that you put so much effort in them and then the result is good, but it's not worthy of like the tens and tens and tens of hours of rehearsal that you put in. It is on an artistic level, but for young artists, especially when they have like three concerts a year, it needs to pay off greatly. It needs to be exhilarating for them. And Tchaikovsky 4th fits the part perfectly.
Wonderful choice for both the musicians and for the audience. Simon Rivard, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And toy, toy, toy for the upcoming concert. And enjoy your last season with the TSYO.
Thank you so much.